Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our online devotional. As we continue looking at the hard sayings of Jesus, and before looking at that, again, tonight is our Wednesday 180. We'll resume Galatians chapter 3. We will also have a first place for health, and Jolynn has her study as well. Dinner is at 6 o'clock. And I'd urge you to come, and we have a great time. Also, this Saturday will be the men's breakfast. We postponed that a week because of the funeral for Pat Weisenbach. So 9 o'clock this Saturday is the men's breakfast. Sunday morning, 9:30, our traditional service, and our second contemporary service at 11 o'clock. So we hope to see you there. So we're looking at hard teachings of Jesus, and of course, our hearts are going out to the people of Israel during this terrible invasion by Hamas, which is not a nation, by the way. It's a terrorist group, as we know. But we certainly do not desire the innocent citizens in Gaza, along with innocent people of Israel, to be harmed by this terrible war. And so we pray for the innocent. We pray for a quick resolution. Looking at Jesus' words now in Matthew 25, which of course also relates to the end times. This is getting into after the tribulation and after the book of Revelation, the final judgment. And we read these words. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" And he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did it not to the least of these, you did not do it for me." And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Now we learn a couple things from here. One is there are two destinations for the people of this world. Either we will spend eternity with God and Lord in heaven, a place where there's no more pain, sorrow, suffering, or death. And we'll be there for eternity, or we will be in this place of torment, which, by the way, was not prepared for people. Jesus says it was prepared for the devil and his angels. So there are two destinations. There are people who tell you all paths lead to heaven. It doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you're sincere or as long as you do your best. But the Bible does not teach this. We saw this in Matthew 7 a few weeks ago. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and most people are on that path, but narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. So there are clearly two destinations. Daniel 12, 1 and 2 says, "Many will sleep in the dust of the earth and will awake, some to everlasting life and some to judgment and everlasting condemnation." The second thing we see here is that true believers demonstrate works worthy of repentance. It's not just saying, "I believe." There is something that accompanies our faith, a desire to follow Christ and to serve him. Jesus explains this to the Pharisees in Matthew 3, 7 through 10, and says, "When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, well, we have Abraham as our father," or in other words, "well, my grandparents were Christians, my father and mother were Christians." He says, don't presume to depend on your heritage, that Abraham is our father. "For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the trees. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." A really good, I think, cross-reference for Matthew 25. Sobering words, sobering thoughts. We must believe in our heart that Jesus is the Christ, that he died on the cross, that he rose from the dead, and then we must demonstrate our faith and our belief as we care for others, as we share the gospel, as we try to help those in need. Because as we help others in need, Jesus says we're helping him. So I want you to certainly contemplate this hard saying of Jesus. And of course, the challenge is to make sure that you know Christ as your Savior and that you are following him with all of your heart, soul, strength, and mind and might. Father, we pray for those who may not know you. We pray they would turn to you in repentance and follow you. We pray for Israel and the war there. And we also continue to pray for the people of Ukraine who are still embattled in their home country as well after being invaded by Russia. Lord, we pray your protection for your people. We pray for a fast and speedy remedy to this war. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all of you. I hope to see many of you tonight at dinner at 6 o'clock and then in our Galatians Bible study. God bless and have a great day.